Yeah, well, welcome to a special edition of the Hot Spurs podcast, and we've got an extra special guest tonight. It is a Spurs legend. It is my favourite goalkeeper of all time. It's Mr. Ray Clements. How are you doing, Ray?
Very well indeed, thank you.
Oh, it's great having you on tonight. Well, I mean, basically, obviously a Spurs legend, joined the club in, was it 81?
It was, yes, yep.
And
won the cup final for the first time.
Fantastic.
First time, obviously with Ozzy and people like that there.
Yeah. And I mean, that, you know, what a fantastic time to join the club as well, because, you know, some of those players that, you know, were there at the time. I know we've had a lot of people on Twitter asking me to ask you sort of, you know, some of the best players that you played with. And, you know, I know you can reel them off, you know, with Glenn Hoddle and the likes. So, I mean, who would you say was the best player you played with out of those
lot? Well, I mean, as you say, I was very, very fortunate, you know, to, when I came to the club, obviously Ozzy Ardiles was there, Ricky Rio was there, Glenn Hoddle was there, Steve Perman was there, Garth Crooks as well, Steve Archibald. So it was a very good side that I actually came into, and you know, in the next two or three years after I joined, I think we were sort of quite unfortunate we didn't actually finish up winning the title, but it wasn't to be. But certainly some great players, and Ozzy and Glenn were special. You know, I mean, they obviously could create things out of nothing. You know, Glenn was capable of scoring fantastic goals. Steve Perryman was a great captain, and somebody I roomed with for a number of years when I first came to the club. So there were some fantastic players, and of course later on, you know, Clive Allen joined the club, scored 50 goals in a season. Obviously a lot of those were assisted by Glenn Hoddle, but
yeah.
Still, you know, a fantastic achievement.
Brilliant. I mean, that was Daniel Lock who asked that question. Another one here from Darren Walsh, who asks, how disappointed was you when Richard Gough left after only one season?
No, I was very disappointed because although I played with good centre-halves before, he was the best one that I'd played with at Spurs. You know, he was real class. Not only was he a good defender, he was comfortable on the ball, he was prepared to take the ball forward. He wasn't, you know, a centre-half who would just boot it anywhere. He was very constructive in his distribution. And I was very disappointed when the club did make a decision to sell him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see us as a selling club. I thought we were one of the big clubs that would keep the best players and we'd only try and improve each year.
And that was a great side, wasn't it, the 87 side? I mean, how we didn't win anything in that season is amazing, isn't it? Because that was such a good side.
It was absolutely incredible. Obviously, you know, the cup final was probably the biggest disappointment in terms of, you know, we obviously had Clive up front who scored 50 goals. We had, you know, we had Glenn supplying a lot of them. We went in front in that game. And I think, you know, it was probably one of the biggest disappointments that we didn't actually win the cup final that year, because certainly we had a side to do that and a bit more, but this wasn't to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, going back, you know, for those seasons, obviously the players that you played with, you know, when we sort of reel off, you know, our greatest side, you know, we've ever seen, or even, you know, of all time, you know, five or six of those would get in it, no problem. You know, you've Chris Waddles and Glenn Hoddles and people like that. You know, it must have been brilliant to play in. And there was a time, obviously, when you played, you was there and Pat Jennings was there at the same time. And I just wondered, in training, did anybody ever score a goal with you two in goal at either end?
Yeah, I think they did. We weren't invincible. But it was great that Pat, you know, I know Pat sort of was keeping himself fit for the World Cup and everything, and was playing in the reserves at the time. But it was great to work with him because, you know, obviously I admired him from afar, having played against him many, many times, some of the fantastic saves that he made, but then actually work with him at the same time, you know, it really does proved to you how good he was, you know, because he made things look so simple at times, and I know, having played the game as long as I have, that it's not simple in that position.
No. And you had a chance, obviously, to manage as well with Doug Livermore. Do you think that you should have been given a little bit more time, maybe?
It's not for me to say anymore. We enjoyed the short time that we had there, with obviously Terry above us. But obviously things went on at the club that had nothing to do with us, and that happens at football clubs. and unfortunately, you know, they decided to make a change, and that didn't include the likes of myself, although Dougie did stay at the club for a little bit longer.
Yeah, and it was a half-decent season, wasn't it? Because I think we got to the semi-final again, and if memory serves me right, Darren Anderton was brought down clearly in the box, which would have put us 1-0 up, and you know, there's the Tottenham luck once again, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way seasons go, and that's the way football goes, in terms of, you know, you're so close, and yet one poor referee indecision, one bad bounce of the ball, one mistake by an individual can change everything, and obviously that was one of those days.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased you remembered that as well. I've just got this photographic memory where I remember all these bad decisions going against us. I really should stop. I know, I mean, it's typical Spurs round,
I
suppose.
Can't look forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I was going to say, I've met you a couple of times at golf functions and what have you, but I remember the first time I ever met you, it was in about 1985, 1986, and I was only about 11 or 12, and I was up in one of the lounges after a game. I think it was Charlton in the third round of the FA Cup. And I remember my dad sort of saying, "I'll come over, you know, come over and meet Ray Clements." And I remember I was only little, and I was just looking up at you, and I was absolutely petrified. And I have to say, you know, all these years later, I met you properly a couple of years ago at dinner, where you was the captain for the Variety Golf Society. And, you know, lots of people coming over and asking for autographs. But, you know, I'm pleased to say that when I came over, you had time to speak to me. And, you know, it was so brilliant, from this daunting figure when I first met you to, you know, really, really nice guy and what have you. And all those guys are great, aren't they?
It's important, you know, that the players do take time with fans and everything. I certainly think that, you know, fans pay your wages. They go every week. They support you through thick and thin. And therefore, when you've got the opportunity to give a little bit back, you should do.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. I've got to ask you, I always ask all the ex-Spurs players, what was it like playing against Arsenal?
Well, it was amazing, actually, because for some reason, obviously, I'd been at Liverpool for many years and played in many derbies against Everton, and they were tough games, and the atmosphere was incredible. But, you know, those games were played in an atmosphere which... yes, intimidating, yes, very, very noisy. But the fans sort of abused each other all week, went into the ground, abused each other inside the ground, but then came out and went in the pub and had a drink together and paid whatever bets they'd had with each other, and it was all good humour. Obviously, when I came down to Spurs, Spurs-Arsenal was never like that. They just didn't like each other at any juncture whatsoever.
Still don't.
Correct.
Yeah, and I mean, that obviously those atmospheres and what have you were fantastic. Was that the Arsenal game was the big one. You know, it seems to be, you know, Spurs fans still, you know, love that game, but also Chelsea have crept in, has been a big rival. But was the Arsenal game the big one every season?
No, it was. Yeah, I mean, obviously for me personally, yes, obviously the Arsenal game was the one for everybody. But for me personally, it was always special for me to play against Liverpool. You know?
Yeah.
And I'll always remember the first time I went back there, where I got such a special reception there.
Yeah. And did we win 1-0 that day?
No, we got beat 3-1 the very first time we went back, but we went back the following year and did win 1-0, yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching videos of all that brilliant stuff. And the other one I always ask is, you didn't play with him, but obviously you was around the England side when Gazza was there.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you had any stories about Gazza, which you know, you could share with us, but aren't too bad.
I wanted to share with you, no.
No, I didn't think you would have.
He was a fantastic player, and obviously I didn't play with him, but I was a coach at the club when he was there, and he was an incredible player, and you know, he could do things that nobody else could do, and unfortunately, you know, he's had one or two problems which, you know, we all hope eventually he can get over, but you know, we just all wish him well, because he is a lovely, lovely lad.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame to see him suffering the way he is.
Yeah, absolutely. He's another one, Ray, who you know, such a mega star of the game, but I've met him a couple of times, and every time, you know, he's like, he's your best mate. He just wants to say hello, answer questions.
No, he would give you the last fiver out of his pocket if he thought you were worse off than him. That's the sort of lad he is.
Oh, he was lovely. And I was just going to say also, you know, that time, you know, obviously the 98, you know, I've still got visions of you and Glenn Hoddle and the rest of the staff jumping around in Italy. You must have been so ecstatic when we qualified. And you know, do you ever watch those videos back of you?
I remember those last few minutes when we so nearly scored, and then they went down the other end. It looked like they were going to score, and it was just an incredible last few minutes to the game, and the relief when we had qualified, because obviously it was it was the first qualification campaign for Glenn and for all of us, as coaches. So it was so important that we did get there, and obviously we showed. We showed the relief when the final whistle went.
Oh, it was brilliant. Being a Spurs fan also, you know, and being an England fan and watching it and all you guys jumping around, it's absolutely brilliant. And then, of course, Fabio Capello kept grabbing your leg, didn't he, when he was in charge?
Yeah, I think he was a nervous.
But you've recovered from that, hopefully.
Yes.
And the other thing I loved about you when you was at Spurs was that you had a blue top instead of a green one. Was that your decision?
It was, yeah. Yeah, I think, it wasn't a superstitious thing. I just happened to like blue, to be honest, which is very strange. I'm really a Liverpool player, but I just thought a blue goalkeeping jersey looked very, very smart. So
it did. Blue goalkeeping jersey, tracksuit trousers tucked into your shorts. Great look.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, well, listen, you know, it's been fantastic having a chat with you. You know, obviously the Spurs fans who listen to this, you know, we've had a few great guests on, Paul Walsh, who of course you played with as well, and John Pratt last week. We, you know, I said to him 10 minutes, he took 45, and I think I only asked him about two questions.
Yeah, well, that'd be right with Pratt, so you can talk.
And of course, Mike England, who's you know, a friend of my dad's and what have you, you know, fantastic. And, you know, listen, it's been great having you on, and hopefully, you know, maybe soon we'll have you on again. I was going to ask you about Stephen as well, but we've run out of time, unless you want to, you know, just say what he's up to these days.
Stephen's obviously enjoying his time at Hull City. Obviously, he went to Sunderland as one of the coaches there, and he's now reserve team manager at Hull City, and things are going well for Hull at the moment. So, you know, he works with the reserves all week, but goes to the first team on a Saturday as well to help with the coaching there. So it's good, and he's enjoying it. He's taking all his badges. Things are going well for him on that. But, you know, he's certainly taken to coaching, and he's joining, so I'm pleased for him.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Hey, listen, Ray, enjoy your evening watching Scunthorpe.
I will do. I'm straight down there to see him now.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Thanks very much.
Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.